This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Abayim. Yesterday we did something unbelievable. We went ahead in time. We did time travel. What do I mean? Yesterday we did today's learning. We were so excited that I skipped a day. So yesterday we learned Simen, Ayin Tes, Sif Ches Tes, and the beginning of Pei. But I received a call yesterday of somebody who he said he hasn't missed one shiur that we did not yet learn Sif Vav and Zion. So that's what we're going to do today. Today we're going to do something we've never done before. Today we're going to go back in time. Okay, so, okay, here we go. Simen Ayin Tes, Sif Vav. B'Yushalmi, Oyser Likrois Kneged Mei Ragli Chamor Habor Min Aderach, U'Kneged Tsoyas Tarnagoylem Aduma. You know, it's interesting. In Sif Hei, we learned that the Tsoya of a donkey, which is soft, after it comes back from the road, or the Tsoya of a chassel, a cat, or a or a nemiya or nevela masrachas is like tsayas adam. So, and the mechaber said, someone who's going on the road, even though he sees the tsayav of a behema, he doesn't have to be choishish for nemiya to be toiled in a basar chamar. Samach le'ir, then maybe you do have to be concerned. But now we're learning the Yushalmi. By the way, just to review, that the tsaya of a kelev is not a problem. Okay, the tsaya of a kelev is not a problem. So it says the Mechaber Yushalmi also likros kenegan mei ragle chamar. The Yushalmi asks to read opposite the urine of a donkey habam in aderch u'cheneged tsayas tarnegoylem, or opposite the tsaya of chickens, aduma that are red. Says Mishnah Berurah, aduma mil shani mashe shuatzomer shalafishi aduma he misrachas ma'id. Meaning, it's not that the chickens are red, it's the tsoya is red. Okay? It's not red chickens, that somehow since it's red, it's more smelly. Actually, I'm not sure. Maybe because the chickens are red, it's more smelly. V'achroinim kasu shanagoyla shahatarnagoyim adumim humashikarn English hen. An English hen. Indic. Meaning, tarnagol hoidu, a turkey. An English hen. An English hen is a turkey? Okay. Kitsayasin masrachas ma'oid. Turkeys, they have very bad saya. U'me'anochen sholahachsagosim abayi shalom v'vachim sham. And it is correct that not to keep it in your house, that you learn and you're mevarech. Look, you know, I don't like to reveal my tzidkus, but that's one thing I'm very machbid on. I don't keep turkeys in the room that I learn.
I also don't.
Really? Uvefrat beveis Talmud Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham, but that's one thing I'm machmir on. I don't keep turkeys in my house. Ki yefsher loy b'loy her Torah. Because the Talmud Chacham, it's impossible that he's not thinking and learning. So it's not a good idea to have turkeys in your house. Turkey roll, you could keep in the fridge. But turkeys, turkeys you can't. Now, Turkey Hill iced tea is also not a problem. It's the turkey itself. The tsoya of a turkey is an issue. Okay, Siv Zayin. Tsoyas tarnagoylem hahochim babayis. Dino kitsoyas behemachai va'oif. The tsoya of chickens that go in the house is like the tsoya of a behema chayav oif. Aval halul shalhem, the pen, yesh by sirchain, it smells, vidina ktsayas adam. Like I mentioned, I told you on my walk, there are a lot of goose, you know, and they're marbe bebe sakise. And it's a problem if you want to think and learning. But the answer is it's not. It's like a dog. It's only specific animals that are an issue. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, ha'ochem bayis v'afilu im ikar chiyusim mechamishas minei dagan. Even if their main staple are the five types of grain, gam ken yesh l'hakel, you could also be lenient. Kol zman shlo yadinan shetsoyas misrachas, as long as you don't know definitively that their soya smells. V'ha'ifayis ha'yoshim abeitzasam. Wow, a bird who's sitting on its egg. Yadua, it is known, Sha'az tzayasa masrachas ma'id. At that time, their tzaya is very foul. Alkein pasha didinam az kutzayas adam b'chanal. But the coop, the chicken coop, halul shalahem, hu binyan katan, it's a small edifice, ha'asay la'avazim v'targam, they're made for a goose and chickens, v'mnei sharaba batzaya, because there's such a proliferation, I'm sorry, yesh b'sirchayin, it has a smell, v'humas, it's disgusting, alkein dinoy kitzayas adam, v'kas of achay adam, duha din dir shal behima, a corral of animals, gam kein asr mitamze, is also asr for this reason, v'ayin v'ber halacha masher kasavnu bazeh. Let's take a look.
For the shayf, then it's a problem. When they make a bracha ala shchita by the chickens, it smells awful.
So what do they do? Well, they're allowed to make one.
Doesn't smell at the beginning of the day. Doesn't smell. No, there's the chickens everywhere.
Chickens everywhere. Uh-huh. I don't know.
They make one bracha. Beginning of the day, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Look at the bir halacha, it's something very interesting. I never did a computer search, but if you would have asked me, does a Chafetz Chaim ever quote Kitzer Shulchan Aruch? I think I would have said no. I'm not familiar where in the main body of the Mishnah Berurah he quotes the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. But in the bir halacha, he says, Avalo Shalhem Ay Mishnah Berurah. That he doesn't agree with the Chaye Adam. Meaning it's not the Chaye Adam extends it to some kind of pen, an animal pen. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says not correct. It's not mentioned. It's different. A chicken pen is different. The chicken pen, besides the smell, it's disgusting. Who says a corral of animals is also disgusting? And don't, maybe you'll say, we'll bring a raya to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Mimad de Kaimelon in Yaradeh, Simon Reish Pevav, the Refes Bakar, Chayev B'mezuzah. We paskin in Yaradeh, that a corral of cattle is chayv in a mezuzah. Why would a barn be chayv in a mezuzah if it's disgusting and it smells like a chicken coop? After beis akise kamelon de ptura, amadolei nechshavas kebeis akise. Even though the lulin yoychichu de chayavim. The al karcha chatam, the after inyan bracha asa levarach sham kamay bebeis hakise. One second. What delulin your chichu de chayavin? Because a chicken coop is also chayiv. I mean, it's not a kasha why refesh shal bakar is chayiv, because even a chicken coop is chayiv. Al karcha chatam is that even though legabe bracha, you're not allowed to make a bracha there, like in a beis hakise. But legabe mezuzah, it's not considered diras kavod that it would be pater. Okay, I thought that was interesting that the bir halacha quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
Four times in the bir halacha, twice in the Shaar Tzion.
Okay, so I was right. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah. Twice in the Shaar Tzion. Where in the Shaar Tzion? Okay. It's very interesting. Okay. Now, Lemaisa, if you look in the end of the Bir Halacha, he says, Amru Chazal in Brachais, Shemisha Nizar Lizgar Dvar Hashem Bekedusha, Zoycha La'richas Yomim. Someone who's careful to mention Hashem's name in holiness is Zoycha to long life. Okay. Rabbi Isa, we'll hold over here. Have a great day, everyone. Kol Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.